You are now immersed in the Superfans Soccer Cast with your hosts, Maddie Savage and Mike Apex. It's about to get lit.
Welcome in, super fans, and we sincerely hope everything has been going your way all week, and we are back once again with another epic episode for the peeps. Bars. How you like them bars right there, Maddie?
Yeah, you want to be Mike, MC Mike. That's what I'm going to start calling you, MC Mike. What's up, bro?
Look, I mean, you know, we keep it clean and unfiltered over here. So, you know, I guess that would be considered soap bars, huh?
Yeah, that's one way to look at it.
But wait a minute. Since it doesn't have a rope on it, wouldn't that make it dirty also?
You'll get a shutdown, Mike. So cheesy. So cheesy.
Look, I mean, you know, we don't have a pause button over here, but you know, we do this strictly for the super fans, and you guys already know how we do over here. You know what the deal is, but yeah, what's up, Maddie? How you doing, broski?
Doing well. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got so much we can't even jam it pack in this hour. We're debating on what we're gonna be talking about. Just so much.
We don't know which way to start, but you guys follow along. Like I said, grab your seat. You're in the Superfans Coliseum right now, and we're about to get lit today. So, today's show, you know, I think the centerpiece of today's show is going to be shout out to the Seattle Sounders players for standing on business. Hashtag Club World Cup cash grab. And they were bumping heads with the owners out there, and we're going to get to that, definitely get to that, and we're going to unfold that whole situation because it's one big boiling cauldron right now with all of that whole situation, and we're going to definitely dive into that. But I want to kind of start us off, Maddie. You remember that movie Field of Dreams? You know, we're sports heads. It was a quote in that thing I remember seeing a long, long time ago. And if you can kind of jog my memory, what was that? If they build it?
If you build it, they will come. That's like the main famous quote from that movie. And I never watched the movie, but I definitely know that quote. And most of the people, if you hear a Field of Dreams, and that's the first thing that comes to mind. So, yeah, if you build it, they will come.
Yes, indeed. And that's what's going on up there in good old Indianapolis. And shout out, they got the Pacers in the finals right now. So, they're trying to get a lot of energy in that city. But, yeah, Maddie, so apparently, you know, for more than a year, the city leaders in Indianapolis have been trying to, seal a deal on securing an MLS team, right? And they're actually building a stadium in all of that right now. And, you know, that's why, you know, kind of open up with that, guys. I love it. I love the energy. I love the fact that these guys are serious about soccer in the MLS. But, Maddie, here's the irony. Don't they already have a professional team up there?
Yeah, they do. They got the Indy 11. And, I mean, they're playing in the USL. And it seems like that MLS is directly competing with them for that market. We've talked on this episode about the soccer wars, and that right there would be a direct kind of confrontation. If you've got a team that's already got a league that already has a team for that area and does pretty well. I mean, they play in the U.S. Open Cup fairly on a regular basis, and here you have MLS building a state-of-the-art facility, I mean, the chances are they have a team, or Indy 11, it gets absorbed by the MLS, perhaps. I mean, we've seen it in teams like Minnesota United was in the USL. My Nashville team was in the USL. And then they kind of grow into the MLS over the years. So we'll see. Maybe Indy 11 yes. is going to be another expansion side. You never can call it. So we shall see. It remains to be seen. But, Mike, yeah. would you rather it be the Indy 11 doing MLS, or would you rather have an MLS and a USL in the same city? I would prefer it to be that way, because that would be the only city that I can recall where both of those leagues are in the same market.
Well, I think, wait a minute, doesn't Miami, I think Miami has a USL team, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe you're right. I think they have Miami FC. Yeah, I think you're right.
So they have that one also.
Yeah.
Hey, as a super fan, as a, you know, a lover of soccer and sports in general, I love it. I agree with you 100%. I mean, competition is good, right? It's good for the consumer. It's good for the goose, as they say. Yeah, I wouldn't mind it. And apparently the stadium, the Indy 11, well, excuse me, the 11 Park development is like a $1 billion deal. So this isn't a small, you know, deal by far. This is going to be huge. That $1 billion for a soccer stadium, that's really nice. You know, that's state of the art we're talking right now. And if they could have two, I don't see why not. I love competition. You know, that's only going to make it better for the sport, for the consumers, for the kids coming up. Think about those kids in that area, Indiana and stuff like that. They're going to get more inspired and want to actually come out and, you know, play soccer. And you got two choices, right, for development. And, yeah, I would definitely like to see that, you know. And then, like I said, on the flip side, we always look at, like, okay, you got one on the east. I would say the other city I would look at is definitely Vegas, in my opinion, right? Then we talked about that.
You're very big on Vegas. I would say that. You've mentioned them a couple of different times. And that would be interesting to see. My only question that I would have about Vegas getting a team would be their temperature. That's really it, because, I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to have a facility kind of similar to what Atlanta plays in, where you got the dome, and you can kind of close it and open it as needed? That'd be my only question, because if you could figure that out and it not be terrible on the players, like for their knees and legs and stuff like that, with the artificial, because if you have a dome, more than likely it's going to be artificial turf and everything like that, and that can be kind of tricky. Because we've talked about in previous episodes and things like that, where the players just do not like playing on that stuff because it's just bad for the knees and just everything else. And so if they can get that figured out, if they can get the climate and the turf or where the playing surface, if they can get that figured out, I'd be all for it. But other than that, yeah. I wouldn't want to play in no 90-degree heat, 95-degree heat, dry.
Agreed, but let me say this. So, well, you know I'm a trucker. I'll be all over. So when I saw that stadium, they got a stadium out there. It reminded me of something out of Star Wars, right? It's like the Death Star. That's what I thought about. You know what I mean? It's like, if Darth Vader, if you took Darth Vader and the Death Star and put them together, that would be Allegiant Stadium. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. They do everything. They have all type of events there. So it kind of reminds me similar to, you know, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy. That's how that stadium is. It's right off of 15, right there off of the strip. Perfect place for them to play. That's why I was saying I think they already have their pieces in place. It's just a matter of someone getting a team, and they could play right there. I think it will work out for them, similar to how Atlanta does with, you know, here with the Falcons and such. But it's definitely it's crazy. The stadium is crazy, you know, so I think that would be the place. But you are right. Out there in Vegas, it's 190 What else? It's hot as Hades out there. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But
that would be definitely a good market that I see as far as the MLS. And, dude, they're exploding. I mean, before you know it, we may have 40 teams in the MLS. Unless, well, we'll get to that later. Unless, we'll talk about that lady because later, excuse me, because it's all about the Benjamins, baby. So, yeah, we'll have to get into that. But, yeah, I could definitely see that happening here.
If the MLS decides to go to 40 teams, they need to have promotion relegation. Because that would be the perfect number then. Because then you can have 20 as your top league is 20 teams. And then and after that, you know, you can relegate them down to the second league, stuff like that. But
right.
I don't know. We'll see. Remains to be seen. We got enough markets. That's one thing I will say. The United States has got lots of markets. I mean, I was seeing something today that Adam Silver, as you eloquently call him, Silver Slipper. He's saying that the NBA is thinking about expansion. Maybe he didn't specify where, but you know. Seattle used to have a team, and they've been talking about a team for a long little while. They could get, you know, so, but the thing is, whenever you have a league that's already developed, already established, whenever you have these expansions, you can't just add one, you got to add two. So that's the first one that comes to mind is Seattle, but who would be the one on the East would be my question. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of other people to, you know, kind of fall in and say, hey, yeah, we want a team. Why wouldn't you? But yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. Yeah, I was just thinking they gotta worry about, well, they're doing a little better right now, but their product, they got a situation with their product. They're not marketing their young players, which you see, I don't want to get too much into that, but they got two smaller market, Indiana, OKC is great, you know? Young stars coming up, they're getting their opportunity to shine, and they've been very competitive thus far in that first game. So that's what it's about. They need to pay more attention to their young talent. Whereas I look at us over here at MLS, they have a lot of young talent that's over here, right? And it's just, you know, they got to increase the marketability in the platforms in which they're able to be seen, in my opinion. You know,
and pay them and pay the freaking guys. Let's get into that, Mike.
Pay them, right?
Yeah, get into that. Let's just talk about
you want to get into World that. Cup. Are you ready nonsense. For that?
Yeah,
you're let's diving into that already. I was trying to warm them up, Maddie. I was trying to get them, you man. Know, give them an appetizer.
Straight you know? Deep dive into this, bro. Because this is we just had an episode where had an episode where we were talking about, you know, these guys not getting paid, you know, the normal salary. Now we're talking about, you know, this is the extra, you know, kind of bonus money. And then in finding out about this is just an extra slap in the face. And these guys here, if I'm gonna be real with you, Mike, if I was to hear about MLS players wanting to do a lockout or a strike or whatever for collective bargaining, whatever, it wouldn't shock me in the least. I wouldn't even be stunned in the least. I'd be like, yeah, they need to.
They may have to. Yes. Maddie, I know you've been frothing. Look, you've been frothing at the mouth, and I'm ready to start spitting on this subject also. Because we've been talking about this. We've been seeing this the last week or so. And let's just be real. Again, it's so much. Look, we got so much to unfold, guys. So much to unwrap and unravel and expose right now, because I don't know if you guys remember some episodes back when we first got started, I mentioned that I was potentially going, and Maddie probably could have, but I was potentially going to work security, right, at the Club World Cup, you know, games here in you know, at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And I was really considering it. And, you know, my guy on my side, number five, he gave me some good advice, which I was kind of teeter-tottering because I was like, you know, I love soccer. We love the game. And I wanted to participate But they wanted me to work for free, guys. FIFA wanted me to work for free, right? Just volunteer. And they said, oh, what's your hat size? What's your shoe size? What's your shirt? What's your pants? You'll get some free gear, you know? I went through the whole process. They did the interview. I did everything, right? And the live interview and whatnot. And they pretty much wanted me to work. And I thought about it. And I used my better judgment and my common sense, because they weren't paying me any dollars and cents. And I said, oh, heck no. Heck no, you know? I'm not going to let you use and abuse me. And again, shout out to the Seattle Sounders players for standing up. I think we're going to start there, Maddie, on this situation, because they had a little grumbling. And the owner actually went at his players. He went hard body at his players, Maddie. In the media, he did. Right?
He did. It was kind of embarrassing for him, because the players are standing on business, number one. And number two, they're on the right side of this issue. You got the owner and these, not only the owner of this, but the owner of these MLS teams. It is called what it is. It's greed. I mean, I sent you the links to, so the whole argument that the players have is the FIFA Club World Cup.
Let me pull up the graphic. Let me pull up the pie chart. You sent it to me. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me get you. So I can follow along.
So the Club World Cup, the FIFA Club World Cup is, and FIFA is a worldwide organization with loads and loads of money.
Yes.
Right? We talked, I think, two episodes ago that LAFC was going to be in a match, essentially a $10 million match versus Club America, that if they were to win, they'd get $10 million just for being in the tournament. That's how much money we're talking, right? They won against Club America, and shout out to those guys. Very good. Mm-hmm. They're in the tournament, right? $10 million. Mm-hmm. However, the breakdown of this money and how it's getting paid is the club will get $9 million, and the team, which is the entire squad from players. 11, the extras, you know, we talked about it. We said about maybe 15 players, or probably more. It might be even upwards of 20 players, right? Mm-hmm. And the way that the collective bargaining agreement is, the players will only get $1 million out of the extra money. And so the players had to take that $1 million and spread it across. Not $1 million per player. That's where it gets kind of like you have to really like really slap you in the face. Mm-hmm. $1 million for the entire squad. And then
that's approximately how many players? We did the math on that.
Anywhere from 15 to maybe 20 players. So you're talking, so if it's 15 players, $67,000 per player. And that's it. Mm. That's it. That's the only money that they're getting out of the whole thing. And if you win the entire tournament, there could be upwards of $150 million.
Yes. Looking here.
Mm-hmm. And the way that the MLS teams have it in their agreements, the players don't get any more money.
Oh,
that $1 million is, yeah, they're capped. It's capped.
$1 million.
So where's the financial incentive for any MLS player to advance in this tournament, to do anything? I mean, heck, what's your incentive to even play a game? Really?
Right.
Because you're playing this extra tournament in the middle of your season. You got the potential of getting hurt, and you're doing it all for just, you know, well, for some of them, they might be doubling their salary because the teams only pay them $60,000, $70,000. So, I mean, you got that. But you play one game, and then after that, you're kind of like, what else is my motivation? The MLS needs to correct this very fast, because, I mean, if we're fans, we're like, what are they doing? Why would they even play this? What's their motivation? Then you know the players don't have no motivation.
Yeah, man, this is like some pimping right here, bro. You know what I mean? This is pretty much pimping the players, because you just mentioned it, and that I had to take a second. I had to catch my breath because you said these teams can potentially, whoever wins it, right, can potentially win $150 million, but yet and still the players are only getting $1 million? Are you nuts? This is crazy. Bro, this is like slave labor. This is a criminal. Look, this is like a criminal organization right here, right? Exploiting these players, right? Like it's a sweatshop out there. And if it weren't for the players, we're not paying. People aren't tuning in to watch these owners, right? Sitting up in these luxury suites. They're not even paying or watching the game to see these coaches on the side. They're paying and watching and tuning in to see the players. They're buying the players' jerseys. They're buying the merchandise because they love the team. They love the players. What are we doing, guys? I mean, this is a lawsuit, and you're right. Dude, you guys got to hold your nuts. And I just got to call it straight. You got to hold your nuts and you're going to have to stand up to these guys, which Seattle, they kind of did, but he tried to, I'm going to go into some of his statements, the owner of the Sounders in a minute, but hold your nuts. And you guys may have to just say, you know what? We're going to just, you know, go on strike. We're going to hold out. We're not going to stand for this because that's the only, we've seen it happen, Maddie. Football, baseball, basketball. We've seen it happen. And I got to find the statement because the MLS Players Association, I think I might have sent that to you. They had a statement, right? Mm-hmm. Addressing this. And it's just disgusting, man. I mean, dude. Let me see if I can find it. You see it, Maddie? I think I'll send it to you.
You want me to read it? I'll read
half of it. Look, I'm gonna share the wealth. I'll read half of it because I don't want to be
too. All right, go ahead.
I'll read the first two paragraphs. You can read the last two. Be fair. Okay, so there's a letter here, guys. It's from MLS Players Association official, right? It says the MLSPA and all MLS players stand united with the Seattle Sounders players who tonight demanded a fair share of the FIFA Club World Cup prize money. FIFA's new tournament piles onto players' ever-increasing workload without regard to their physical well-being in order to seize this additional calendar territory. FIFA had to commit historic amounts of prize money to secure club and player participation. As a result, MLS will receive an unprecedented financial windfall. Despite this windfall, the league has refused to allocate a fair percentage, 1% of the total earnings. That's insane. They refuse to allocate a fair percentage of those funds to the players themselves. Go ahead, Maddie.
Says, for months, the players have privately and respectfully invited the league to discuss bonus terms, yet MLS has failed to bring forward a reasonable proposal. Instead of recognizing the players who have brought MLS to the global stage, the league, which routinely asks the PA or Players Association to deviate from the collective bargaining agreement, is clinging to an out-of-date collective bargaining agreement provision and ignoring long-standing international standards on what players typically receive from FIFA prize money in global competitions. It is the players who make the game possible. It is the players who are lifting MLS up on the global stage. They expect to be treated fairly and with respect. I have seen nothing wrong with that statement at all. That is just speaking facts.
Yes.
It's a bad look. It's a bad look. And this is what I think needs to happen. After this collective bargaining agreement, you need to keep this in the memory banks and say, hey, you guys want to get this money? All right, fine. But again, I don't see any financial or otherwise incentive for teams to advance beyond this. And granted, you got teams like Inter Miami with Lionel Messi. And so he's only going to be getting a $67,000 maximum bonus. You think that he's happy about that at this point in his career? But not only that, but, you know, he's going to be looking to advance into this tournament. He's going to be looking to get some wins and advance and go into the knockout rounds and everything else. You think he's going to be happy? You think he's going to be happy at the fact that he's not getting no more of the prize money, according to the MLS Players Association? He's going to be looking at this saying, like, where's my money? What you mean that I'm only getting this? You guys kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what are we doing, guys? Where are we at with this? I mean, super fans, we're pleading out to these guys. I mean, we got a great product. We got a great league, right? We're growing, right? We got a lot of buzz. We got everything going for us. But now they want to get greedy. They want to get, you know, they want to start ripping off. They're pretty much ripping off the players. I just got to call it straight. I mean, that's just what it is, right? And can you imagine if you worked a job? Say you were a salesman and you were selling, what's those vacuum cleaners? What is it?
Hoover Vac?
A Rainbow, huh?
Hoover Vac?
Hoover Vac or one of these, yeah, right? You're going door to door and you're making all these sales and you're killing it. You're just, you know, you're one of the top salesmen. They're making these vacuum cleaners are costing $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 or whatever. And out of all of that, you're getting, if it's $2,000, you're getting $20. If it's $3,000, you're getting $30. What are we doing? This is the equivalent of that, guys. They're already getting underpaid when you look at the world scope of things, right? A lot of the MLS players are not getting, we already went over that before. And this is adding more insult to injury. It's just piling on at this point, right? And the fact that the Sounders owner, he's coming out here running his mouth in public, dude, if I was a player, I got a problem. We got a big problem. And we, you know what I'm saying? Like it the players could actually protest, say, you know what? Unless you retract those words and apologize, yo, we ain't playing for you. I would be that. That's how upset I would be about it. Because the fact that these guys got, the team got what? 10, what was it? 10 million, right? And then the players
10
only
million got, just from, mm-hmm, 10 million, yeah, just from making it.
I don't want to curse. Catching myself.
You're all good, Mike. I'll just edit it out if you do.
Yeah, but I think our guy with the LAFC, he said that, right? Boanga, what he said? He said this is a $10 million goal, right? When LAFC mm-hmm. won their match, right? I think he scored, yeah. And he made that statement, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bad look, and I don't know. I mean, at a certain point in time, you got to say, where's the money? You know, follow the money. I mean, between the Apple deal, between this now FIFA, Club World Cup, and this, the money is going somewhere. And it's not going to the players. And the MLS is constantly getting more and more sponsors and things like that. It's like, okay, guys, enough's enough. At this point in time, you know, the next collective bargaining agreement, the base pay and all this other stuff. The good news for the players is they're already showing their tail, okay? They've shown you this is going to happen. So if they have the Club World Cup every 4 years like they have the World Cup, then in 4 years it's going to be coming back around. And then if you do your collective bargaining right, you can say, hey, we want to make sure that it's not a flat bonus or whatever. We need to be what the team gets, the players get, equal amount, 50-50. And it's sad that, you know, they're going to be taken advantage of this time around to kind of learn their lesson. But it's, you know, we talked last episode about the players here in the MLS and not getting paid and having to go overseas to get more fairly compensated. And this just adds to that. I'm going to piggyback on what you said, because like the MLS Players Association just said, that the MLS is doing is deviating from international norms. So yes, every other league around is paying them, you know, a more equal share of the prize money,
mm-hmm.
except for the MLS. So if you're a player and this is the last in it, you know, you're thinking about making the jump to Europe or wherever around the world after this season, you have way more incentive now, because it's like, hey, if I do, not only do I get paid more for my services, but if I'm in an extra tournament, I'm going to get more of that prize money as a you know, as a percentage than this cheap little, you know, pennies to the dollar amount. It's right. It's not right.
It's creating more problems. And think about the distraction for the players. Now, they want you to go out here and compete. And can these are the, look, it's this, guys, this is the premier tournament in the world. This is the 32 top teams, right? There's no sausage here. There's no cupcakes out here. All of these teams are hardcore, you know what I mean? Some of the best in the world, right? So now you want these teams, our American teams, to go out here, right? You know, Sounders and Inter Miami and LAFC and whatnot, they got to go out here and they want them to compete against the elite. And they're getting shafted. They ain't getting paid, guys. I mean, it's, and here's the thing. And I was thinking about maybe, because I think, because I can get tickets. The semifinal is going to be at Mercedes-Benz, I think. I think one of the semifinals games is going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, if I'm not mistaken. And championship game is going to be in, up in my hometown area. It's going to be in, I think it's going to be in Giant Stadium, if I'm not mistaken. MetLife, right? For the championship
game. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they start play, what is it? Don't they start, I think, next week? Yeah, I think it's next week.
I'm not entirely sure. It's coming up fast, though.
Yeah, I think they start next, because it's going to last approximately a month. Hold on. Yeah, okay, yes. June 15th till July 13th is going to be the Club World Cup tournament that's going to be going on. And it's going to be great. And like I said, what's sad about it also is the fact that this is on our home turf. This is in our backyard. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it was overseas somewhere, you know, it still wouldn't make it any better. But the fact that it's right here, like right here, and these guys are getting peanut money. Like, dude, they ought to be ashamed of themselves, man. These players, look, man, can you imagine if the players, they made a statement, they came out and, you know, they refused to play. They say, you know what? We're not going to play. You know what I mean? Just, can you imagine that? And I'm not endorsing that, but I'm just saying, you talk about leverage, because the players have the leverage, guys. You know, the players are the proof in the pudding. They're the product that these owners and all of this, they're making money off of. And then let me go on this tangent, and it's still talking about this. Let's go on this tangent. Maddie, why we were talking about we were watching earlier today, you had was it France and Germany? I think they played in the third place game, and then it was what was it, Spain and Portugal? I don't know if I saw the end of that, but
that one went to penalties.
It went to penalties, really? Mm-hmm. Who ended up with that? Spain won that or won that?
Portugal won in penalties.
Wow. Okay. I was passed out. Okay, nice. I gotta go back and watch that. But just looking at all, and this is another, we're gonna start talking about money, guys. We're gonna get into a little bit of money and how, just some ideas, and we've spoken about this kind of before. But Maddie, all of the platforms they were being streamed on. We talked about Fubo. We talked about FS1, Sony Live. They got all these different Telemundo. It was so many different platforms that these guys are getting streamed on, and the MLS, period, they're dropping the ball. They could be getting, I mean, we love Apple. Excellent job. Can't say enough about them. Occasionally they have it on, what, FS1. What is? Mm-hmm.
FS1 and Fox, because they kind of split it between the two. Mm-hmm.
Right. But, dude, it's a lot of entities out here where they could be making. We got a lot of sponsorship. We talked about that. But let's kind of get into, you sent me a very interesting article. It was a eye-opening article, right? And it was showing the money. I think it was like you were showing the NFL. Let me try to pull that up. If you have it, you can kind of speak on that. Let me get up to speed.
Yeah, I can talk on that. So what it's saying there is they're comparing really the NFL to everybody else, but just in general. What it's saying is if you have If you try to watch every NFL game right next season, it'll cost you almost $1,500 to watch it at home because you've got you'd have to get Amazon Prime, you'd have to get ESPN Plus, you'd have to get Sunday Ticket.
Hold on, Maddie. Slow it down. Break down the numbers. Go ahead and give them the numbers.
Break down the numbers.
Yes, you want me give to them. Tell them okay. Yeah, give them. Yeah, take,
right. We're gonna slow cook this thing. Yeah, and this is assuming that you pay for the service, and then I guess cancel it if they have the games, mm-hmm. because some of these are more than others. I think that what they're taking into account is how many games that are on each one, because. Just for example, they got Netflix is $22.99, and then that's I'm assuming that you're gonna be just watching it one time, maybe twice if they have just two games on Netflix. But anyways, so you got Amazon Prime here. It says $89.94. You got ESPN Plus is $104.94. You got the Sunday Ticket package, which is a whopping $522. Then you got YouTube TV. Which is $563.88. Then you got Peacock, which is $13.99, which I like Peacock. I got them.
Yes.
And then it says Netflix, $22.99. And the taxes and fees for the whole everything is $197.66. Bringing your grand total to $1,515.40. And that's, like I said, to watch all of them on the streaming and everything else. And I made a comment to you. I said, one of the benefits of NFL locally, if you support your local team, is it'll be over the air and you don't have to worry about paying for this. But if you are a fan of an out-of-market team, then, yeah, you're going to be get hit with all of these. But got to give credit to the NFL for branching out to these different ones because for a long time, it was just the Sunday Ticket. And their over-the-air broadcast partners with CBS, NBC, and Fox. Mm-hmm. And now they've branched out to the Sunday Ticket, ESPN Plus, Prime, YouTube, Netflix even getting... I think Netflix is just the Christmas Day games, right? That's the ones that's on Netflix?
Yes, I think so. And that's crazy, too. They're pretty much taking over Christmas. Hold on. As you were speaking, let me see. Okay, let me do the math. Okay, so you got 32 teams times what they played. They're playing 17 games now, right? I think they went to extra game.
Yeah, 17.
17 mm-hmm. games. So that's 544, right? And you said mm-hmm. it's 15. It was 15. $1,515 pretty much, right?
Yep.
Okay, divided by 544. Okay, so we're talking about, okay, so 544 games, if you do the math, that comes down to $2.78 per game. That's pretty much what you're paying, right? If you get every game, because like you say, 32 teams, 17 games per team, 544 games, if you watch every game, and you pay for the service, it comes down to $2.78 per game. That ain't bad, in my opinion. If I'm a football team, that ain't bad. Yeah, it's a lot in the scope of things, right? But if you're somebody, whatever scout or whatever super fan that was really on like that, that $2.78 per game, that's pretty much the cost of it. MLS. Here's your template. I'm not saying, we're looking at it. Maddie just broke down the numbers for you guys. Well, you have a template. Amazon Prime, ESPN, Sunday Ticket, YouTube TV, Peacock, Netflix, right? Dude, me and Maddie been talking about this. You got Max, you got Tubi TV, it's so many different forms, right? Of course, Apple has the major, for the primetime games and such. But MLS, what are we doing? You guys, you got so many potential suitors where you guys could be making more money for the players and for the league, right? But
they got blinders on. They like those, what they call those Clydesdale horses, the Minnesota Budweiser horses. They got the blinders on. They're just looking one way. You know? Like I say, if you're just looking at it on the surface, man, $1,500 for whatever, but I just broke down the numbers for you guys. MLS, this is a easy copy and paste template for you to use to bring in more revenue. You need more streaming platforms and you need linear. They ain't got to pay for every game. They ain't got to pay for every game. It should be at least 2 games free per week for any fan, super fan out there, a young kid, anybody that want to, you know, get into MLS. Am I asking too much, Maddie?
Nah, that's not bad at all. I'm just sitting here. You did the math for the NFL, right? And that just makes the math for the MLS season pass that much even better of a value, because you're talking $89 a year if you have the Apple TV Plus. Mm-hmm. If you don't have Apple TV Plus, you're talking about $99. So basically $100. And then, like I said, you can watch every single game for $100. It's, I mean, that's comparing the league to league, right? Mm-hmm. $1,500 or $100. I mean, that's a big, huge difference.
Hello? Is anybody home out there?
Yeah.
Yo, is anybody home out there? Dude, simple mathematics, right? $100 yep. versus $1,500, right? And we're talking high quality. Here's the thing. The MLS, dude, it's high quality games. Great competition, right? Look at it, man. We got 30 teams that go to battle every week. They, you know, you're getting your money's worth every week, right? Super fans, we're loving it, right? We're loving the competition, right? Messi's sitting at, what, 4 right now, right? Shout out to Beckham, standing on business. He talked to his mans and, you know, Messi responded, went goat mode. But, yeah, Maddie, that, wow, that's not bad. Now you got that, 99. Now, like I said, we mentioned these other platforms. Come on, guys. You know?
Yep. I mean, if okay. anything else, I mean, it'll help to increase the revenue stream. But, I mean, if they're not sharing it with the players, then what's the point? I mean, we're getting Facts. To the point where if you don't compensate the players in a way that they feel valued, then it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I mean, they got to solve the root cause, the root issue of fixing that. And if they increase that, not only will the players want to stay here, but you're going to have players around the world saying, hey, I get to, not only do I get to make my money, but I get to live over in the United States for, you know, 10, 12 months out, or depending on if they move. But even if you don't, if you just come over here just to play, you know, I get to be in the United States for 10 months out of the year. It's like, hey, it can't be that half bad. Something's got to give, though. Yeah, yes. Something's got to give.
It will. I mean, you're right. Talk about incentive. I mean, that's the thing. We're trying to attract, you know, some of these worldwide, very talented players. And then in the midst of that, the dilemma, again, goes back to my guy, Sean. Was it? I spoke about him last week, I think. He spoke about the guys can't take care of their families and all of that.
Sean Wright Phillips, yeah.
That's yeah, right. Yeah, right. Thank you. Yeah, because I thought it was so. But yeah, we spoke about that, and here it is. We see it. We see what's going on, right? I mean, the greed of these guys is just, it's sickening, guys. It really is. Makes me want to puke because they're really shooting themselves in the foot right now. You know, we have a lot of talented athletes over here. I'm not tooting our horn just because, you know, we're from the U.S. or whatever, but, you know, we do have a lot of talented players, and a lot of these kids that may really love soccer or, you know, want to play soccer, they may only want to play it for fun now. They may only want to play it, you know, on the weekends with their friends instead of actually trying to pursue a professional, you know, career doing this because they're not getting compensated. And, you know, like I said, yep. these owners and the players, y'all got to stand on business right now. I just can't do it. I can't see myself going to work and not getting paid what I deserve. Getting paid
what you feel that you're worth, right? That's what it boils down to, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I look at it like, hey, you know, if super fans, let's stand up, you know? Support your team, support the players, you know? Let it be known. Get on social media, get on X, get on your team, you know, websites and apps and let your voice be heard. And let them know, hey, players need to get paid. They out here, you know, busting their butt, going hard for the city, for the fans. And these owners are sitting back, you know, raking in the dough.
Well, think about it, Mike. How many avenues are talking about this like that, you know? I mean, we weren't even aware of it until we kind of had to look into it. I mean, I am on the social media a lot more than you are because you stay busy, bro. You stay busy. But anyways, sure. And like I said, I kind of put myself out there to see this stuff. So, but your average fan's not gonna know what's going on. They're just gonna watch it on Saturday or on Sunday, whenever the games are, and they're gonna see their game or their team perform, and that's gonna be that. And they're kind of wrapped up into that, but. As far as the ins and outs and the business side of things, very few people know about them. And whenever you have unfair, unequal business practices going on, you got to stand up and say, hey, this ain't right. Because I know that if this was – and this is one of the things, you know, in our country, especially in the United States, we always talk about, you know, getting a fair slice of the pie. Mm. And you can't have – these owners, these CEOs making, you know, 200, 300 times money of the average individual. And it's like, I don't care what a person is doing. There is nobody who's making or deserves to make 300, 400, 500, 600 times the amount of another person. I mean, you cannot tell me that what they do is that much more important than, an individual. I mean, this insane numbers. And so maybe that's going to make me sound like a communist, I'm sure, but I'm not saying everybody's got to get paid the same amount, but I'm just saying that there's no way that you know, man to man, you can say that, oh, I'm the CEO. Mm-hmm. I make $500 million because of this or that. And because I'm the CEO. So yeah, you make important decisions, but are you really worth all that money? And you could probably make half or 75% less and, you know, it'd be okay. I mean, some of these, the amount of money that they pay the certain ones. And in our examples that we're given, these owners, come on, man, these owners, they should not be making the type of money that they're making. Yeah, they take Beckham. Yeah, he's made an investment. And in all investment involves risk, right? Because Inter Miami could have went belly up years ago when they first started out, and it hasn't happened in an MLS team. It hasn't happened to an MLS team in a long little while. But hey, any of these teams at any moment right now could go under, could be bad financially. Not saying that I could see it, but it's a possibility. It happened to the NFL. Some of these teams it's not outside the realm of possibility. However, just because the owner put his money where his mouth is and this and that and the third doesn't mean that every single, 90% of the dollars that flow is going to come to him and the 10% he's going to dole out between everybody else. It's like, that's a ridiculous distribution of things. And it's, I don't know.
It is.
The rich get richer, and it's, we see it.
And yes, totally agree. And here's the irony. Here's the irony. Now, if you ask the average, blue-collar guys, the average blue-collar working American, right, that love their sports, you know, we love our teams. In all other major sports, right, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, shout out to the NHL. Most people will say, what would they say, Maddie? Those guys are what? Overpaid, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Think about it. Here's the irony, guys. Especially when we're talking about this load management situation in a certain league and some of these guys, you know, not showing up and they're not even practicing. We see what it is. They're getting, these guys are getting astronomical dollars. Dudes are getting over a quarter billion. They're getting 250, 300 million. Some of these guys, 50, 60 mil. And look, more power to them. You know what I mean? You're worth whatever you can negotiate, right? You deserve to get paid your value, right? Got no problem with that. But what I do have a problem with is when, like you said, the MLS guys are not getting paid. We see these other leagues and athletes. Think about MLS guys, 90-plus minutes. 90, there are no timeouts. There's extra time, right? You may have some, you know what I mean? Like, there are no timeouts. They're getting 15 minutes. What is it, 15 minutes halftime, I think, Maddie? Look at them. Look at the shape these guys are in. Yeah, look at the shape these guys are in. You're talking about football, 60 minutes. NBA, 48 minutes. NBA, they're stopping every 5 seconds for something. They can't play a minute without a whistle blowing. And these guys are hands on their hips and they're complaining, half out of shape. We see them all the time. And they're talking about elite athletes. Yeah, some of them are elite, but as a league, they're not elite. Because we see them. They, you know, these guys are pampered. They're always complaining and crying. MLS guys, dude, you got to be in shape. Ain't no way. You ain't going to see no fat, pudgy, out of shape. You know what I'm saying? Dad bod looking dude out there on the pitch for MLS. You can't do it. You can't do it. And they're not getting paid. And like I said, I'm ranting. Yes, I'm ranting. We're both ranting and we're going in on these guys because these owners, the guys are too greedy. You're effing greedy, right? And you need to start sharing the wealth before this blows up in your face. It's going to blow up in your face. These players, they're not going to stand on. They're going to be just like other leagues. They're going to go ahead and strike. They're going to sit out. They're going to say no. And you can't control that. You're going to have to, you know, hey. And that's just what it is, point blank, guys.
Yep. MLS individuals that are on the players' organs, or was it the player association, the MLB Players Association, and in the negotiations for the next collective bargaining agreement, they've got a strong case for increasing the pay. I mean, it's and then. I'm not sure how it runs, but I think the last one they signed was back in 23 before the Apple or right when the Apple deal did whatever. So, I don't know if it's a 10-year deal, 5-year deal, whatever, but whenever that next one comes, oh yeah, they're going to be like, hey, we got a bunch of stuff we need to talk about because you guys are, definitely getting over on us, and it's sad to see it, but you know, just way things are going. I mean,
okay, I'm gonna send this to you right now because I had to pull it up. I was curious as you were speaking, Maddie, not to let you off, hold on. I was curious, like, with the MLSPA, they have a website here. So I'm looking, okay, the executive board, yeah, they're breaking it down here. The executive board. The players on each team vote by secret ballot to elect a player representative. Okay?
Okay.
And those players' representatives elect a 7-player executive board. Right? So they don't have like one president or vice president. They have 7 players that represent all the players in the league in the, what is the MLSPA, right? So
right.
I'm just saying, I don't know if you can see that right there. So I'll go down the line here. Okay, we got Alex Bono from DC United. He's one of the representatives. Earl Edwards Jr. from New England Revolution. And I'm just praising these guys, giving these guys some props for standing on business. Ethan Finley from Austin FC. Matt Fries from NYCFC. Clint Irwin, Minnesota United FC. Mark Anthony K, New England Revolution, J.T. Marcinkowski, San Jose Earthquakes, Eric Miller, Portland Timbers, and Paxton, how you say that, Matty?
Pomacall.
Pomacall. Yeah, Pomacall from FC Dallas. We just want to salute you guys. I had to go down the line and name you guys so everybody knows who you are and what you're standing for the league and for the players, rather. Okay, here's their contact. We may have to send these guys, definitely. We may have to send these guys an email. Wow, and if you click on the right, I'm looking at, okay, they got salary guide, CBA. Everything's here. We got some homework right now. I'm definitely going to be checking this out. Wow. It's right here for us. So, yeah, guys, MLSplayers.org. Super fans, if you're interested and want to get behind the players and support them, and, you know, let's make this thing happen, guys. Let's, stand up and stand out for the players so they can get, compensated. You know, they should be getting paid good money. There's no reason why these players shouldn't be getting at least $1 million per player in the MLS. No reason. Right? Minimum. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. But yeah, you definitely got us some homework because I'm looking at this. And if you look at the past, that's what I was looking at. It says view past members who were part of the executive board. There's a lot of MLS legends on there. I mean, you got from Tim Howard to Landon Donovan to Scott. Ben Olsen. Ben Olsen to the Dynamo. Yeah, there's a lot of players. You look through there, you're like, yeah, those guys have been on there before. And, you know, that's some well-known, well-respected individuals. Not to disparage any of the guys that are on there now. There's some of those we know. But it's like, that's a, pretty important job to represent the entire league. So they got some big shoes to fill.
Lexi Lawless,
Lexi Lawless, yeah, he was another one. So they have some big shoes to fill, and right now it's a very big crossroads for the guys in the league to, like I said, if you let them. And I'm gonna do a play on yours in the very beginning. You said if you build it, they will come. And yes. I'm going to say it like this. If you let them, then they will.
Right. If
you let them get away with it, then they're just going to do it. And,
And I'm going to go back to what I said earlier, not to cut you off. If the soap's not on the rope, right?
Yeah.
You guys know what's going to happen to you. I mean, okay.
Yeah. Yep. That's right. Stand up. What you said.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Stand up.
Yeah,
get that money. Because if not, it's the owners are going to get it. And not saying they don't deserve it, but not at the rates that they're getting it right now. It's very poor, and
it is
to the point where something's got to be done. They must be stopped. They can't keep going.
Yeah. This is such a disgrace, right? This is crazy.
Now I haven't done a film reference in a while, but I'll do a movie or not movie. I'll do a show reference. I know you're big into Breaking Bad, where Jesse, where he said he can't keep getting away with this.
Oh yeah,
that's how I feel about the owner. They can't keep getting away with it.
Yeah, they gotta stop the madness. You know, because this is definitely going to blow up in their face. It's already come to the forefront now. And, it ain't going away, guys. It ain't going away. And this is going to bid well for the players. This is in their favor. I don't know whether these owners realize or not, but this bodes well for the players. Everyone sees what's going on. And like I said, we have a beautiful, beautiful game. We love this sport, right? We love it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why we're super fans. But, And with that being said, Matty, we've been going on. I gotta get ready to roll out.
All right, man. Well, I think we pretty much beat a dead horse on that one. MLS, you know what the deal is. The MLS owners, you know what the deal is. Get right and pay these guys what they deserve. And don't be shicing them out of their bonuses and everything else and saying, but you agreed.
Right.
Come on, man. Right. Be real. Let's all get on the same page. And that's all we want. And all anybody ever really wants is to be treated fairly, be paid fairly, and everything. So if I'm those guys, I have no incentive to want to advance in that tournament. My whole thing is I don't want to get hurt, and because I'm already getting paid X amount, and what's my incentive? To just go out there and just not get hurt. That's it, period.
And that's sad, you know. It really is, because these players, like you said, you're putting your body on the line for these guys and, you know, getting peanut money. Bottom line, that's...
Well, you know what they say? You know, the elephants love peanuts, and elephants have an excellent memory, and these players need to have excellent memory when it comes time to get paid.
I love that analogy, definitely. Well, all right, you guys. Until next time, have fun, be safe, and have a super fantastic week. Peace.
All right, you knuckleheads. See you next time.
For joining us in showing your support. Become a part of our community by subscribing to our SoccerCast. Hit us up and send your comments to info@superfansusa.com. Peace.